Israel identifies 100 terrorist operatives working for UN Relief Agency. By John Hayward on July 11, 2024. The Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs notified the United Nations last week that 100 terrorist operatives have been identified as employees of UNRWA, the UN Relief Agency for the Palestinians. Israel asked the UN to terminate these employees without delay. The letter from Israeli Ambassador Amir Weisbord to UNRWA head Philippe Lazzarini was sent on July 4, but was not made public until Thursday, when media outlets including Fox News and Germany's Bild obtained copies of it. The editors of Bild were very upset to learn German money might have been used to fund terrorist operatives. In the letter, Weisbord noted the presence of Hamas operatives among UNRWA staff has been a recurring concern for Israeli officials. In January, the United States and several other countries suspended funding for UNRWA after Israel accused a dozen of its employees of actively participating in the Hamas atrocities of October 7. Most of those countries eventually resumed funding for UNRWA, citing the desperate need of Palestinians in Gaza for humanitarian aid. Israel's letter to the UN suggested that resumption of funding was a terrible mistake, because UNRWA's staff in Gaza is still riddled with terrorists. In recent months, Israel has discovered that hundreds of terrorists, members of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad, PIJ, have been employed by UNRWA in the Gaza Strip, some of them holding high-ranking positions in UNRWA or in Hamas, Weisbord told Lazzarini. The Israeli ambassador attached a document listing 100 names of terrorist operatives who are currently employed by UNRWA Gaza, along with identifying information. Weisbord said this list was but a small fraction of the Hamas and PIJ operatives working as UNRWA staffers, promised more lists would be forthcoming, and vowed to send the lists to both Lazzarini and UNRWA's donors. Israel expects from you and your organization to immediately terminate the employment of any member of Hamas or PIJ, Weisbord wrote. Their work in UNRWA poses a security risk for Israel, and represents a breach of the principle of neutrality as was mentioned in Ms. Colonna's report. Fox News noted that Lazzarini claimed he was horrified to learn UNRWA employees participated in some of the worst atrocities in human history, and moved fairly quickly to fire those identified by Israel. Any UNRWA employee who was involved in acts of terror will be held accountable, including through criminal prosecution, Lazzarini vowed in January. The UNRWA chief's tune has changed since then. At a meeting of the UNRWA Advisory Committee in Geneva on June 24, Lazzarini complained Israel was making a concerted effort to dismantle UNRWA with the aim of changing the established political parameters for peace in the occupied Palestinian territory. The agency is targeted because of its role in safeguarding the rights of Palestine refugees, and because it embodies an international commitment to a political solution, he charged. Israel has long been critical of the agency's mandate, but it now seeks to end UNRWA's operations, dismissing the agency's status as a United Nations entity supported by an overwhelming majority of member states, he said. If we do not push back, other UN entities and international organizations will be next, further undermining our multilateral system, he warned. Lazzarini claimed he has adequately addressed the serious allegations that several UNRWA personnel in Gaza were involved in the abhorrent attacks against Israel on October 7, but Weisbord's letter and attached documentation would utterly demolish that narrative if Israel's allegations are proven. The Bild piece on the Israeli letter advised the German government to begin asking tough questions about UNRWA funding and how the money is used. The Bild noted that the remains of German-Israel hostage Shani Luke were discovered in a UNRWA facility in October. Luke, 23, was kidnapped by Hamas terrorists from the Nova Music Festival on October 7, tortured by her captors, and paraded through Gaza as a trophy. Her body was recovered by the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, in May, along with the remains of two other Nova kidnap victims, in a concrete shaft constructed beneath a UNRWA building. The Jerusalem Post reported last week that over 100 Israelis have joined a lawsuit accusing UNRWA of complicity in genocide by knowingly employing Hamas terrorists and distributing terrorist propaganda to Palestinian children. Senior Hamas operatives have been in control of the UNRWA education system and its staff union. UNRWA was an active partner in building control systems and centers, and Hamas's headquarters were inside UNRWA schools and clinics, where missile launchers were set up, in violation of international law, the Jerusalem Post said. The lawsuit accuses the UN agency of transferring at least $1 billion to Hamas over a span of years, including funds the terrorists used to purchase the weapons for their rape, kidnapping, and murder spree on October 7. UNRWA responded to the suit by insisting that it enjoys immunity from legal proceedings, as do all UN officials. UN Watch Executive Director Hillel Noyer said on Thursday that Weisbrot's letter, and his list of 100 terrorist operatives, should be the last straw for UNRWA. Noyer reminded Lazzarini that he is already in possession of a dossier proving the chief of the UNRWA Teachers Union, Fadi al-Sharif, is a member of Hamas and a supporter of terrorism. He argued that until Lazzarini fires all of the terrorists identified among UNRWA's staff, the nations which resumed UNRWA funding after the last terrorism scandal should not pledge a dime. As Noyer pointed out, UNRWA's 2024 pledging conference will be held in New York tomorrow.